welcome to the Marvelous Ones here on NTNRadio.com and some other places, including Apple iTunes, including pod servers around the world, some here in our own backyard.
Pretty much anything, anywhere, anytime.
Most of the time, hopefully.
In both the DC and Marvel universes.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we're like literally only like 20 miles from DC universe. Or around DC universe.
Different. DC, but okay.
Okay. So I was wrong. I can be that every now and then. Why are you always so loud? All right.
That's
Warren.
Just the way
Hello,
he is.
Warren.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Fernando. Sir. I'm glad you used your superpowers to get here through the storm.
Yeah, popped in and gave you a spanking fresh look at the Spider-Man.
Yes!
You guys didn't even know.
No, you know, I was busy doing other stuff today. Some of us have our life.
I just came from two meetings. I'm on top of things. Let me flip that around.
Okay, there you go. I was just obviously his meetings weren't important.
I don't wake up till 2, so you got lucky. Yeah. He came out this morning.
No, and
it looked good.
It looked good.
Yeah, it looks like a mainstream. It filled all the mouths.
Yeah,
I think everybody's happy.
At first, I thought he was fighting Sandman in Venice.
Right.
But he wasn't. Or Sandman, who is able to go into all these different elements now.
Waterman. We just saw that movie.
And Waterboy.
And Flame Man.
But we come to find out they're all illusions because they're conjured up most likely by Mysterio.
But then again, Mysterio, you said that was Mysterio, was the hero at the end that came in, was fighting the water guy.
Or how do we know he was fighting, or was he creating the water guy? Well, no, there's all kinds. Yeah, it's a trailer, so all kinds of possibilities going on there.
You know, I say that all the time when I ride through my neighborhood. I'm like, look, it's a trailer.
It's called a park.
Hey.
But Mysterio was a villain for pretty much most of the time in the comic books.
Oh, no, yeah, definitely. Well, I'm going to presume from the conversation here, you guys have not followed the Old Man Logan graphic novel series at all.
No.
It's pretty good. It's well done. They've really done a good job of bringing Wolverine back.
Okay.
Spoiler, you want me to throw it out?
Sure.
It's really good. So basically, Logan's like time traveling in a good way, not the bad way, Warren, where they use it as an excuse.
Right.
So basically, in one alternate timeline, supposed to be the main one, Mysterio comes in and basically the villains finally get together. All of them from all the different, whether it's Fantastic Four villain, X-Men.
Sinister in DC.
No, not the Sinister. I mean, like every villain, they finally team up and they get smart and they plan and they kill off essentially every hero.
Nice.
And one of the major factors is, and this is the cool line, kind of the cool storyline, is Mysterio becomes a huge player because he goes in and then he fools Wolverine into thinking that all the X-Men are
dead.
Enemies. No, enemies.
Oh, enemies. Okay.
So he ends up killing all the X-Men.
Yeah.
Cyclops, you name them, all of them. And then he comes to realize that it was an illusion and Logan's not a happy man through time. Now he's old man. He basically killed all his friends and family and he's just living life where there's a whole lot more to it. The Hulk is a whole other deal. But then he time travels back somehow and he wants to right the wrong. So he goes after Mysterio and all these other guys who've wronged him in the future.
Right.
He just goes on a killing spree.
Sounds good.
It's for a plot.
I have a hard time with superhero aging stories.
This one's not bad. Yeah, I trust.
No,
yeah,
no.
This
here's
good.
Here's
this
why
good.
I have. Here's why I have a problem. Right? Is you watch Superman? Right? Superman from ages Earth age baby to 18, he matures just like everybody else. It's like you hit boom 18, you're out of the house now. Your aging changes.
So you want to be like a baby for like 50 years?
Well, I mean, really, if he only ages 1 year to every 50 after that, well, yeah.
Well, maybe. Well, it's just at a certain age they mature. Well, Wolverine
Logan,
gets old.
Same thing.
Wolverine. That's the issue too, because they touch it on in the movie Logan, where he's like things aren't working exactly right. His
healing
power
is
like 110.
You know, I mean, I know in one of the movies they had him. He was fighting with his brother in the Civil War.
Yes.
Oh, that's true.
Right, and the one with the Ryan Reynolds, the only one that they actually did where Ryan Reynolds was Deadpool and played with him. I don't know why they want to do it again. But in that movie, you also saw him
bones.
You also saw him as like a teenager, like right before the Civil War. You know, so it's like okay, he grew up in the 1850s or whatever.
That's right, bub.
That's right, bub. Okay, but. after the Civil War, he doesn't age again for 100 years. Well, what is it with superheroes? And it's, I'm just you brought up Logan and getting old.
In that story, I think he was killed and came back. No, wait, that was the Highlander.
Well, here's the deal. That's a hard crossover.
Hard cross.
Well, there's certain we put out a blanket statement, heroes. It's certain characters, just like Superman and Wolverine.
Wonder Woman?
Well, and Wonder Woman. Three.
Aquaman.
Four.
Flash.
That's cheating. No.
Wait,
those are heroes that can age differently than, say, Batman. Batman's going to die.
Yeah.
He's
not really a superhero. He's just rich.
Oh, you did not just say had that said that.
He doesn't have any powers.
Warren, what's your vote?
He says it himself.
Warren, what's your vote? Superhero or not?
Batman says...
What's my superhero? I'm rich.
What's your special power? I'm rich.
That's just a quirky comment. I'm talking hard line, bottom line. Is Batman a superhero? You're gonna crush some people's hearts here or make some enemies very quickly.
If Batman's a superhero, yeah, so is Jeff Bezos.
Batman is a hero.
He's not super
because he doesn't have
I like
goodness.
That. I like that. You're outnumbered.
So the detective.
He's a mere human being.
So the detective, the martial arts best.
What's the difference between him and Jim Gordon?
He's smarter and has better detective skills and,
he's got
and
more money.
Physical prowess.
He's got more money.
Physical prowess.
More money.
Physical prowess.
More money.
What about physical prowess?
More money.
He just asked me what he had better.
Well, you know what? Money buys you physical prowess. You can sit there and go to the gym. You can go off to Kathmandu or wherever it was to get your training.
Someone's stretching. Like
no,
Plastic
I'm not.
Man.
You're stretching.
I'm calling you Mr. Fantastic.
I'm okay with that.
I mean, as the character.
Yeah,
not in real life.
Yeah.
Put those guns away.
Space Mountain. No, let's get back to Spider-Man.
That's what we were talking about, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Spider-Man.
Looks cool.
A lot of Aunt May, and she knows who Spider-Man is.
And I like to see Aunt May.
Yeah.
And she's
looks like
can I name
Aunt
drop?
May,
no.
Aunt May and Happy
I'm not
going to
name
something
drop.
Going on.
What? Well, she's from New York, right? So
well,
maybe cross
paths. I might have had dinner with her.
Like, oh, dude, you're my hero.
At like...
Not a superhero.
What you don't get, is he's in the kitchen having a hot dog. She's out front.
No. She was like
is that
incognito.
Innuendo?
No, she was like incognito out for drinks and hanging out in the Hamptons.
Still
and walked
smoking.
Into a little bar that I was like hanging out because I was seeing the bartender. And she like comes over and she's like, she just paid with a credit card. Do you know who that is? She had this big floppy hat on and big sunglasses. I was like, no. She's like, that's Marisa Tomei. I'm like, no. So she showed me a credit card. I was like, hey. So we kind of like hung out. It was kind of fun for like several hours.
Like I said, Phil was in the back having a hot dog.
No, I was right there at the bar. There was only four people if you include Lucy, the bartender.
Totally crushing on Aunt May, man.
Ooh, yeah.
Man. She got better with age. I mean, I mean, we're old enough. Do you remember when she was on it was this Cosby spinoff. The college one.
Yeah.
With Lisa Bonet. Yes. Oh, my goodness.
And Dwayne Wayne.
Dwayne Wayne. He's cool, man.
Yeah, and Jasmine...
Guy.
I saw her in Chicago as the lead role in Chicago
well
on Broadway.
So. Yeah. Oh, yeah, she did do Chicago.
Yeah,
for a while.
She was phenomenal. She got a set of pipes on her.
Yeah, she had a song back in the 90s that was a hit.
I don't remember.
Yeah,
that.
It was a pop song.
Yeah, you know what, now that you say that, kind
but of... But anyway, Marissa...
Yeah.
Smoking. I mean, the wrestler movie? Holy cow, is a bunga.
Yeah, and she's gotten, you know, I thought she was hot in My Cousin Vinny because I was like the big hair 80s chicks in spandex. I mean, that was what was hot to me. But then she was in like some other movies. It was like, ooh, wow.
Now the wrestler movie, she banged it out of the park, man.
Yeah.
I might have to look at that trailer again because while you might be correct about Mysterio being in there, that superhero shooting the green...
That was Mysterio.
Man, that didn't...
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay.
Yeah, like I said, before we started, I only saw the globe head like last second. I didn't see that the first go around to confirm. But yeah, it is Mysterio, so he could be could be anything. Reality is kind of wishy washy. He has a new suit. I presume that Nick Fury brought it from America, and the big reveal on May knows.
Yeah, well, that was the biggest reveal.
Yeah,
and so is Happy.
And Happy is about to be happier.
Oh, I wish I was happy right now.
Yeah, don't we all? And I mean, she doesn't. Aunt May's got to be, what, 50? She's older than I am. Marissa Tomei?
in body or mind.
Did you see the meme? Yeah. Did you see the meme that was going around?
Yeah,
you
know, I sent
on
one out.
Oh, you sent it out?
I sent on the NovaCon.
Where they had like Aunt May 10 years ago, and it was like this old lady.
The big thing on Facebook right now when you're listening to this is like the 10-year challenge.
Updating Facebook and the FBI's facial software.
Right, exactly. Right? I saw that meme too.
So that's actually true. Spider-Man just won. So this, from what I've read, is supposed to be right after he gets back from the Avengers.
Yeah, they're in Venice.
I guess, yeah. So it's Spider-Man European Vacation.
Yeah.
In UK, specifically.
That was actually a good movie. I like that. European.
What'd you say? Trip? He's Europe in Venice trip? In that one scene, so...
I'm still...
Yeah, it's Venice, so
I'm a bit of a purist, though. I still want Mary Jean to be the white redheaded girl, which Phil loves.
Yeah. You know how her hair got red, right? She dyed it in the blood of her enemies.
So why is... His spider senses not going off when he walks in a room with Nick Fury.
You've always got to be the med, don't you?
Yeah.
You've always got to be, because he has anti-venom Spider-Man.
He has anti-spider senses.
Yes. It's in his eye pocket.
Maybe Nick Fleury's at...
Maybe he's not dangerous.
Getting a McFlurry there?
Getting a McFlurry there isn't dangerous.
Yeah.
Or is dead and it's just...
Yeah, we're watching now. That definitely looked like...
It did look like Sandman.
Yeah,
but I don't think.
But then they make a Waterman right after. So again, I'm leaning more towards.
Then there's the fire guy.
Yeah, right. So he's got all the elements. It's like
then there's
it's,
the
it's,
machine.
It's
gun
the
guy.
Whole Soul Group fan from the '60s.
Water guy looks very much like Sand Guy.
Yeah, except he's water.
Except for he's water.
And then there's the green mist, and then boom, it's
Rey Mysterio.
Yeah,
Mysterio.
Looking like a Roman
supposedly
soldier.
Mysterio.
No, but look at the last thing you see the fish tank head.
But he does look
there
like he's
go.
Fighting. Fish I think the water, ring. Does the water abomination or whatever you want to call that, gets away from him and he's got a...
Oh, who knows? Spectrum? It's the first trailer,
well, you
man,
know,
so...
This is something that they can do. You know, they can
or
make
maybe none of that's in it, right? I mean, that's the one thing we've learned from Marvel is you can't trust the trailer.
Red herrings.
Red herrings.
Was that the Hulk running by the side? Who knows?
Well, I saw the green smoke. I thought they were going to Sakaar and it was going to be Hulk, like Thor Ragnarok, like they're letting out the smoke. In Europe, smoke is a big thing to cheer for your heroes.
Oh, man, that's a totally new... I remember, okay, not necessarily name-dropping, but when I worked for Marvel,
there he
Warren,
is, yeah.
It was a pain in the butt when he kept changing his costumes. Like, see how his fingers are all red? I had to go in, click, 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 Photoshop every little finger to make them red. It was opposed to, like, the easy red, black, you know, when I worked for Marvel, Warren.
Moving right along.
But right now with Warren, you just can say when I worked.
But it also wouldn't be completely outside the realm of possibility they make Mysterio a hero.
Okay.
And then later on he becomes a villain, maybe.
Oh man.
Oh, Mysterio teaming up with Spider-Man to then turn on Spider-Man.
Sorry, you just put up the picture and Marissa Tomei is back up there. She looks like she got younger again from
I know.
That is not Marissa Tomei. That's somebody at his prom.
That's Marissa Tomei,
dude. Pretty sure that's Marissa Tomei.
Yeah, that's too close. Why would they hire an actress who looked that close to Marissa Tomei in the movie?
And where is she and what's her name? And how much can she cost for appearances? We could have her in the studio.
So he doesn't have... we can start ranching out. He doesn't maintain the Iron Spider-Man outfit, the one with the golden arms and stuff.
Right.
From the other one. Because, I mean, that was a cool storyline, too. And if I recall from the comic books... he had like gotten beaten up pretty bad or gotten injured. He broke
see,
his
we
back
don't know that he didn't that take the uniform.
He then. Just showed it didn't take
no,
it.
No,
but he doesn't have it. But he doesn't wear it in any of the European scenes.
All right,
he has a new one.
Until
Nick Fury
brings
it.
Fury brings him something.
Yeah, or Happy did. There you
or
go.
Happy did.
Yeah.
Well, Happy's busy in the neighborhood.
I want to be happy.
Happy's probably real busy in the neighborhood.
He's pretty. The line between Peter Parker.
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah, you were talking about Happy, though, when you said he's pretty. Wow.
Sorry, I didn't mean to touch into your counter.
But we get Nick Fury, so we now know Nick Fury makes it back.
They're all
the
alive,
snap,
yeah.
Right? All these people come back from the snap.
Yeah, not too ashy.
Yeah. Whoa.
What?
Not then.
Oh, see, I wasn't even there, man.
Yeah, you know I'm always
you guys
there.
You're bad.
We're
bad
always
people.
There. this is true. We see Big Ben. How many times does... You know, I don't know what Stan Lee and the people at Marvel have against, not Big Ben, the London Bridges.
They tear it all down.
They tear it
all.
They've destroyed it in Fantastic Four. They blew it up in everything. One of the X-Men things, I think they ruined it. So,
ooh, yeah. Oh, there's the black uniform, too, we just saw there.
Yeah, well, that's at first when you said there was more and we were watching it, I saw the black uniform and the white eyes. I thought, Venom?
Nah.
I was like, Venom?
Nah.
But
that's another thing they're floating out there for Venom, too. They're hinting.
That Spider-Man might be in it?
There may be a cameo in there. Venom 2 is definitely going to have Carnage. Nice. Woody Harrelson's coming back for sure.
Nice.
So we can talk about other things. Yeah, this is
Spider-Man.
Yeah,
we also had another trailer that dropped.
Which is that?
Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Stark trailer. I heard flatulation in the background. What was that?
That's anytime Warren opens his mouth. Warren is not a big Game of Thrones. You're not a Game of Thrones person, are you?
No,
Warren?
I'm not.
Yeah, but
it's got dragons and giants and witches.
It had giants and witches? Oh my. Where? I just saw that you're talking about the Stark one.
No, not the trailer. I mean the Game of Thrones in general. Sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, the Stark trailer is kind of weird to me.
It looks like it was just made for a trailer. It's not actually clips from the film.
Right. To me it looks more like a teaser. Than a trailer.
Well, did you see the HBO one where it's all the different shows and they had a couple clips from Game of Thrones? Where there was one line where Khaleesi is in the north and Sansa is like, welcome to the north. Like, you're hitting it with my brother, Aunt Khaleesi.
Aunt brother-in-law or something like that. Watching the Game of Thrones trailer, I'm like, oh, there's... But... It didn't make me like...
No, it was pretty subtle.
It was pretty subtle. It was pretty...
It could be a setup. I mean, come on. It's only six, but like a few of them are like an hour and a half long. It's the one battle scene.
Yeah.
All the stats on that just are mind-blowing. One thing about Game of Thrones, they've been consistent in the continuity. They deliver.
Yeah.
They deliver. There hasn't been a bad episode.
I'm not looking at that. But I also looked at this trailer and I don't quite understand the point of it.
Maybe that's part of it. It looks like there is the ghost in the voice of like the mom, Jon Snow's actual mom, and
they had these flashbacks, and like I don't know, I don't think we're actually going to physically see those scenes.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think it was just made for the trailer.
But like when they're sitting there and they're looking at their own embodiment
their sculpture,
the tombs, their own sculptures in the tombs. I don't see like, oh man, this is leading up to what I want to see, right? I want to see Jon Snow and Khaleesi getting busy on a dragon fighting the Ice King. That's all I care about.
Okay. That's not an image I can't not like.
Right? And I want to see
Tyrion
midget,
being funny.
Right? I want to see him insulting people and drinking.
Right, because he knows things.
I want to see the mountain. Squashing people's heads.
What about the Mountain and the Hound?
Well, you know what? I don't really view him as the Mountain anymore.
The Franken Mountain.
Franken Mountain. And I want to see... I can't think of the guy that's in love with Khaleesi, but he's just a hand.
Johnson. Oh, wait.
I can't think of his name.
Jar Banks, yes.
Jar Jar Banks, whatever his name is.
I think it's John.
You know, the problem is that I just watch these Netflix movies, and he plays a guy, Jack Taylor. So now every time I think of him, I think of him as Jack Taylor.
You lost me on that one.
The guy who plays the hand of the...
But the Jack Taylor. I don't have him.
It's a series of like murder mysteries from like England. And he's he's the main character, and it's Jack Taylor.
What's a British file? Because there's your file.
I like British murder mysteries. I cannot lie.
So if there was a British murder mystery with alien invasion, you're just done.
I'm all in.
We know.
We all in.
We know Phil's weakness.
That's my weakness. So I just didn't. I didn't get it built up as I thought. When I saw there was Game of Thrones trailer out there, I was ready for. ACTION, action, and all I saw was like calming. Like, now is that setting me up because I think things are going to be calming? It's going to be like kabling.
I think that's more the case.
No,
but in general, because
it's
going
to be a snooze fest.
Because Game of Thrones, every episode is
Game of Thrones sucks. You're right.
They're going to renounce.
You're right.
They're
it's
going
the worst.
To renounce incest and violence.
How long can they keep their number one status ever? I mean,
is their last season. This is their last season. The social justice warriors are going to be involved. You're not going to have, you know, the Winter King is, you know, we can't have it because, you know.
He's going to be the Winter Person.
Yes, it's going to be the Winter Person.
You know, unfortunately, he's probably right.
Not today.
Not today.
You can't be the mountain, so you can best you can do is a hillside.
So then more it's more inclusive.
Okay. Woo.
And you cannot have a drunk midget.
Now, why is that funny?
And you can't.
Because they're called little people.
Oh, man. So all that stuff's gone.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, when I walked in, you guys were looking at more fan conspiracy on the next Infinity Enders game.
Endgame.
And
Enders game. I like that movie.
I did
Alien
too.
Invasion.
It flopped, but I liked it.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. The trailers, I just look at them as pure sidelines, popcorn, whatever. The main meat of it is going to tell the tale. So I almost don't want, because you're dropping on the Facebook for us, like different conspiracy theories and whatever. Like, most of them I don't want to watch, mostly because I don't like you. But beyond that, I just want to walk in the theater and be like, wow.
Wow. You know? Yeah. I kind of agree with you, too.
To a point, but when it starts getting into the different YouTubers and conspiracy.
Yeah. Or Reddit users. If you're on Reddit, F you. No, I'm kidding.
This one wasn't too bad, though.
The theory or the trailer?
The theory.
I don't know. I came in the back end of that, and it was too complicated.
It was very complicated. I don't think that the ending is going to be as complicated as people want to make it.
No, because there's too much mainstream.
It's got to be a mainstream movie, and if you start getting into all this time travel stuff,
it can be more complicated than Infinity Wars. Right. Infinity Wars, I think, was just like the right touch of complication.
Yes, I agree with that.
But Spider-Man's alive.
I do like the theory. But it's not going to pan out because it's just too complicated.
Too complicated. No.
When Loki comes out as the Hulk, we're all going to be like, "Oh,
dagger!" I'll actually get up and walk out the theater.
I will. No, if Loki turns out to be the Hulk, I will go to Fernando's house and protest Marvel Studios right in front of his house.
I'm with you.
I don't work there anymore.
No green man, no peace, or something like that.
No, I mean, we'll have fun, but I don't believe the Loki's actually the Hulk. Just there's a couple of scenes when watching Infinity Wars again.
It doesn't make sense. Yeah, it's out on Netflix. So
that's where I saw
46
it.
46 times. But you know what also came out on Netflix this week since our last show is Succo, a Star Wars story.
No, the awesome solo. There are like two solos that came out at the same time on Netflix. It was weird. Not it's different, obviously different stories, but they're titled the same, I think.
Oh.
I could be wrong.
Is one like a cartoon?
No, but it's like another
space.
Was
one good? Because if one was good, I'm going to watch
it. It's Han Solo.
Because the one I saw in the movie theater wasn't worth it.
You know nothing.
I know nothing?
You know nothing.
Unfortunately, I had to agree with Phil that the Solo.
Well, that just shows right there. With that opinion, it's like,
all of us
you went
know
from
nothing.
Meh to agreeing with Phil. So let the audience be the judge. And the internet, because the internet's a good judge.
Yeah, the internet knows everything. I finally caught up during the snowstorm
with
Split and Unbreakable.
And?
Intrigued?
It's okay.
I liked Unbreakable better than Split, although the storyline is better.
But the reveal.
What you thought the reveal on Split?
The reveal was mind-blowing for me because I had no idea that was coming. I didn't either. When I watched in the theater.
I could not project what was going to happen.
I didn't even know it was an M. Night movie when I walked in the theater. So I was like, wait, whoa, that's John McClane. No, that's not Die Hard. Wait. And then the dots starting. I was like, oh, there's going to be a sequel.
Yeah.
It was good enough to be a sequel, which obviously this week.
So, I'm definitely into watching it. I'm excited about watching Glass.
Don't get overexcited. It looks like it'll be, if it's like the other ones, it'll just be good. It won't be.
I had no opinion before.
It's going to be an M. Night Shyamalan movie. At the end, because this is supposed to be the conclusion of the trilogy. At the end, there's going to be.
Which we didn't even know.
He hit it, I guess. At the end. Something's going to happen that's just going to really warp your mind.
Spider-Man.
Just like all of M. Night stuff.
It's going to be like a big battle scene with shields and... Oh, no, that's... Warren doesn't
that's
like
all
that.
The good things.
Warren doesn't
it's
like
got
that.
Got dragons and giants and ice kings.
Naboo forever.
Aquaman.
Oh, Naboo forever. Wow. E-Bombay.
E-Bombay.
Naboo, that's where it originated.
Wow. This place got really, really hateful today.
Also on January 18th, if we're ready to jump to the
January
next
January 18th.
Yeah, we are.
Also on January 18th.
Punisher.
Punisher drops on Netflix.
Yeah. The last
looks good. Did you see the trailer?
Yes, I did.
It looks good.
I just finished I caught up with Daredevil this past week.
I'm kind of like savoring it because they're all done.
Yeah, this is the last one.
I won't wait for Punisher. I'll watch that. But I gotta, like the other ones, I'm going to just like on a boring whatever.
I'm not going to spoil it for you, although I should, because if it took me this long and you haven't got to it, it's your fault. The last episode, I had no idea how they were going to wrap it up.
Okay, leave it at that. That's good.
But they definitely left a cliffhanger, though.
Well, they probably didn't know.
I don't know why either.
It's like they didn't know they're going to get canceled.
The cliffhanger is Daredevil on Disney Plus.
No, but they don't get along, man. They're not going to do it. They're doing a total wipe. It sucks.
Yeah, no, I know.
Because Luke Cage is like
awesome. Luke Cage was really good.
That was well done. Even if you're not into superheroes, whatever, it was just a well produced.
Yeah,
yeah. And the way it ended, I mean,
oh, it led itself totally for. Yeah, the next season.
Luke Cage could be a good show even if he didn't have superpowers, right? Where it's just a guy in the neighborhood fighting back.
Yeah, then again, you were touching on with last name, it's totally set up for the fall.
Yeah.
He's king of the neighborhood, the kingdom. Yep. He's sitting up there in his nice suit. He's running. He's right there in the throne.
He's ready for a beatdown.
He's ripe to get knocked on his backside. Yeah. Hard. Yep. And what was the other
Jessica
guy's name?
Jessica Jones.
No,
oh, Iron Fist.
No. His rival.
Copper.
Well, no, they're all dead.
Oh, they're
no,
all
no,
dead.
No, not the Jamaican guy.
Oh, the Jamaican guy.
He had kind of a...
Cottonmouth? No.
That's Spider-Man world.
No, Cottonmouth was his first villain.
Yeah.
See, it was cool. It was kind of a abstract but cool name, you know, Warmonger or something. But obviously, that's Panther.
Panther. Bob Marley?
Okay, let's just go with Bob Marley.
We'll just go with Bob Marley for now.
Oh, and by the way, did you see the one headline? Speaking of...
Bushmaster.
Well, yes. Bushmaster.
Yes.
Very good. There's another reboot written by the writers of Iron Man, the next franchise rebooting. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I did not see this.
It is the most powerful man in the universe. He-Man.
Hulk?
He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
They're rebooting it, and the writers of Iron Man are doing... They were actually planning for a 2019 release, but they pushed it to 2020. Dolph Lundgren is having a second chapter like a mofo right now. He's like in every... Like, you know,
he's in everything.
Aquaman, Creed 2. He probably won't play He-Man.
I hope not.
Maybe his dad, or he'll be Grace...
He can be Man of Arms. Man at Arms. Easily.
He could be the tiger.
Ram Man.
What's the tiger's name?
A Battle Cat, dude.
Battle Cat.
Come on. Battle Cat was cool.
He's not Battle Cat. What is he?
Cringer? Something like that?
Yeah.
I just actually watched the end of Masters of the Universe this past week. I was slipping through the channels.
With the new one?
The Dolph Lundgren.
Oh,
He-Man.
Oh, man. That's rough.
Oof.
Very end of it. The last 15-20 minutes.
I couldn't make it through way back when it came out.
Way tougher than me, Warren.
I said it only lasts 15 or 20 minutes. So.
But yeah, so there's all
yeah, He-Man, I have the power by the power. Oh,
we never touched on like Warren's list. So 2019 is
we got lots of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, movies coming
out. We weren't expecting a Game of Thrones when we made that plan earlier, and we weren't expecting a Game of Thrones trailer, Spider-Man trailer, you know, and all this other stuff.
Yeah. Or Fernando to keep name dropping.
Or name dropping Nando.
Uh-oh.
Or name dropper.
Name droppo.
Spanish.
We'll be here next week, one day, hopefully.
Someday.
If it doesn't snow.
If it doesn't snow. It's supposed to storm again. Again?
It is? I didn't see that.
Yes.
We're right there near the band where it could be snow or rain.
So 1 to 5 inches.
Hey, well, 1 to 25 inches. So we'll be back next week, same Marvelous time, same Marvelous channel. Is that copyrighted properly? I should stop saying that.
Marvelous One's time. How about that?
Or we'll be back one time. One channel.
Let's just end the show now, I think, because we're milking it really bad.